I'm out of my element, and you know, some of you know that. I talk too much. I always have. That has helped me sell a lot of stuff in my life, mainly because I, being the oldest of my brothers, we were endowed with, most of us, with really loud, powerful voices. And when we started singing, and Mike was five, and barely five, I became very astute at studying people's body language, facial expressions, and general things like that. It has made me a little bit ultra-sensitive. Mike says you can't hurt my feelings because I have no feelings at all. It might. Now, it's Mike. The other side of that coin is my feelings get hurt real quick. And before I get real serious, let me tell you how. You're going to think very little of me. This past Friday, Kathy and I go every Friday somewhere to eat, usually in Marion, and we go to all those stores, Target, Dillard's, Walmart. In fact, I may have more friends in Sam's than I do in El Dorado. That's just the way it is. And then one of my treats is, if I've been a good boy and driving around, we go to Kroger in the afternoon about 3, 3:30, 4, and I get to pick out a Starbucks. Well, in the summertime, in the wintertime, she buys this thing. It takes about 10 minutes to unravel it out of your mouth. It's got to be super hot and all that. But in the summer months, she gets a cool one. And let me give you an example of how my feelings got hurt. I don't want pity. I just want you to know that. And I'll catch it when I get home, but I'm going to tell you. We get in line and check out first at that automatic checker. And if I could ever kill a boy a moment, if I found her voice, she said, put it on the baggie, don't touch the stuff and all that. I get so tired of that. I'm not doing anything except checking out. Anyway, we have a couple little girls there that every Friday that work, what are they called, Barish? What? Okay, most like a cuss word, I don't want to do that. Anyway, and they are sweet, and they know that if I brag on them, I like to brag on people a little bit. And that one little girl just grins when I get there because I get a special one, Colwyn, and she puts a lot of extra chocolate and whipped cream out the kazoo. And I tell you, I leave there just really happy. Well, this past Friday, they weren't there. So some lady was there, and she was pleasant enough, I guess. But everybody wants to remind me how up I married. Well, I know that. I'm looking at you from my angle, and most of you men ought to be up here testifying about it. You married up. Because you're like me in front of the mirror, it's pitiful. But anyway, a lady gets up there, and she sees Kathy, and everybody says, oh, don't you look beautiful today? Look at all that jewelry, all that stuff, matches, and all this right like that. And I waited back there patiently. 10 minutes went by. I don't need that. Anyway, long story, they're talking and she's looking at everything and all your skin and all that stuff. Well, they do that a lot, and I feel just like, you know, that's my wife. I'm proud of that. That's nice. We like to know that our wife is special. They always are special. But she gets over there, and Kathy's got this special card, Starbucks card, that's got several hundred dollars on it. And I maybe get, and she has to use that card when she decides to want. Well, when everything was going good, she was really pleasant. I didn't know this lady. She was relatively new anyway, but Kathy acted like she had lunch with her every day. Anyway, everything was going good, and Kathy always wants me to get my done first, and here's what happened. Kathy said, you want the same thing, Larry? And that woman looked at me over there, and I guess she hadn't associated we were married. And she had this, you know, me, you know, remember how sensitive I am. She didn't give me the time of day. And she was all over Kathy. And Kathy said the wrong words. Yep, he wants a grande mochan frappuccino. You ever heard of that? Well, evidently that's like cussing her because she did. Here's what she did. It's a cold drink. Mocha frappuccino. He took that little plastic cup, threw that ice in there, threw it in the grinder, and it comes out real quick, and she throws it like that and brings it to me, and not very much chocolate in it, not any like that. And I knew, and I get close to Kathy, and here's the difference. Kathy wants a different kind of a cold drink, and she asked her these questions. It took 20 minutes to tell you how many styles they had. But she settles on strawberry. So I've got my drink, and I'm sitting over with some guy who didn't know if it was day or daylight or dark. He didn't. And I sat beside him, and I thought, well, I'll wait. Long story short, I'm trying to get this to the point. When Kathy said, I want the strawberry, something like that, well, the lady just fell in love with that request. Didn't care about my mocha frappuccino at all. In fact, time I was starting to drink it, Kathy, and she would show Kathy the strawberry she was cutting up to put in there. Throw them in there. It had to be blended. And when they blended that sucker, excuse me. When they blended that, it looked like a ruby in a big glass with the sun right behind it. Oh, it looked great. So my feelings got hurt. I told Kathy, I said, Kathy, that was so pretty. Was it good as it looked? Oh, she said. So I get my feelings hurt like that all the time. And I want you to know that I'm big enough to get overcome it. Now, one time, I'm going to tell you this story. And this, I got to get you out of here. We had the dress shop. We had to go on buying trips. Gospel true story. And I was about 28 years old. Went to St. Louis. So we decided to stay at the Marriott out by the airport. At that time, that's been several years ago, 71, 72, 3. And a beautiful Marriott right across from the airport. And on top of the thing was a revolving restaurant. And I heard about it was the place to go. One of the funniest stories I ever heard. We took Brandon with us. He was about, one and a half, 2 years old. That's difficult. Went up there to eat and put him down. He was asleep. Everything was going beautifully. And in that restaurant, they had a really decked out in black tails, white tie, a guy with a violin. I forget his name now. I met a guy a while ago. I forgot his name already. Anyway, I made the mistake after hearing him for a while. I made the mistake of saying, hey, I'm a gospel music singer. Uh-oh. Brandon was asleep, doing great. Well, we had about 35, 40 people all around. I remember we were going around. When he found out I was involved with a little bit of music, he'd go to the people next table and go, dee, 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 dee. Then go, dee, dee, dee. About two licks to everybody all around. When he got to my table, he prayed a sonata. 30 minutes. Woke up Brandon, started screaming. Guess what he did? He did that three laps. He gave you two chords. Then he'd go, Then he'd get to my head and go, a whole symphony. Is that not the truth, Kathy? Ladies and gentlemen, I like to laugh. I like to make people laugh. But there's something dead serious that we need to talk about. I wished I could convey to you with more intelligence. I wished I could tell you what's going on in our country. In the world is not good. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm almost afraid for my daughter and my sons and my grandkids to go to a big event anymore. I'm not sure what. They have guns now. Remember the police got there, I think, in Ohio in less than, 45 seconds? And already 10 people have been killed. We've got guns now. And you know I'm an avid bird hunter. Boy, one of the true joys of my life has been quail hunting. I love it, always will, and I don't do it as much anymore. So I'm not, and my son passed the bill for that confidential carry, or what do you call it, and I'm very proud of that. But there's something wrong with a world getting full of hate, and we need to replace that with full of love. How do we do that? It's not political. Get that out of your minds, folks. It that there are some people that hate, and I have found out, I'm probably messing this up, I have found out that we have got to be careful that we are putting forth the right image. Do I have a problem with my personality? Kathy, I'll tell you, I've got a little bit of a Phelps temper. See, it feels good to get in front of you, because I think the Lord's going to like it when I confess my sin. By the way, I am going around every row here pretty soon. You have to get ready right here. That's a joke, folks. Come on. What I'm telling you is, ladies and gentlemen, there's something going on, and I wish I could make it better. I know you did. Real quickly. Real seriously. My brother Mike has got a library that's out of sight. He has passed this out in our Sunday school class. It's called Bible Promises for Hope and Courage. And it's got listed here. Choose God that is bigger, smarter, and more loving than you. God loves us, and He always keeps His promises. Do you hear that? If it's in the book and He's promised it, He always keeps them. How many believe that? That's the truth. There was an old man, not an old guy when I met him, but I think his name was Carl England. He was somewhat involved in the hospital over at Harrisburg many years ago. And he was a lay preacher. And his favorite statement at the end of a real declarative or positive statement, you can take that to the bank. He always said that, meaning secure, factual, 100% true. He gave me this, and I read this in the last week, and I wish I had copies to tell you that it would bless your heart and help your life. In here it says, it's got, if you're lonely, if you have fear, if you worry, if you need contentment, you need security, you need strength and courage, you need assurance of salvation, you need comfort, you need, and somebody said a while ago, hope. For I know the times that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. All those promises. And it says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one could brag. He gives us grace, ladies and gentlemen. His promises are true. Amen. And I want to convey that first. And then I'm going to tell you what else I'm going to convey. I want to read this. I don't like to read verbatim, but this is important. Mankind's deepest pain is not physical, but emotional. Physical wounds heal, and in time the hurt is gone. However, a wound of the spirit and soul can hurt us deeper and linger longer than any physical discomfort we have. Jesus knew that when he was betrayed by one he loved, when he was acquainted with open graves and nagging sicknesses, he felt the former point of broken relationships and of being misunderstood and abused. He felt, as we often feel, that these things bring our grief, helps his help and comfort. Don't be afraid of your feelings. Sometimes it is good to admit, to be honest to God about your feelings. But always it is important that we look at Him and find in the deep wounds. Listen as He speaks to you and your heart. Boy, I need that sometimes, folks. I need that sometimes. And then the new thing has been affecting me this year. And I wish I could tell you that I've grown. I think I've grown spiritually. I read this book. We didn't know they were angels. Some of you know her. Her name is Doris Greg. My mom. I get everything too personal. Forgive me. I'm made up of experiences in my life. We used to live on 1115 Grant Street. That's where the four of us were raised. There used to be a depot there. The L&N Railroad went there. And back in when I was growing up in the mid-50s and early 60s, that train would go by several times a day. And especially in the mid-50s, there used to be the hobos, I guess they were called. Some people would use a more, maybe a sound derogatory name of bums, but they would come by since it's just a real short few feet from the railroad track, and they knock on the kitchen door. And they were unsightly, and they didn't smell good. But Mom seemed to know what that was about. I don't know, you know, I've told you that we always love our mothers. We always know that they are been special to us, and they are endowed with gifts. My mom was endowed with many gifts. One was discernment. I need to work on that. I don't discern the mood of people as quickly and as better as she did. They knock on her door, and we'd already had breakfast, but she had to keep up with something. She always came up with something to eat. I don't care if you came home from a ball game or you've been playing outside. She could put together something as quick as anybody had ever seen. And she brought him out a plate. And the guy was very polite, ate the food. He was on his way. And one thing she said, I don't do it just for that reason, but she said, you never know. We might be someday entertaining angels. You ever heard that? That's what this book's about. Christian relationships. I am going to try to be a student of Christian hospitality. Lord knows we need that. Are you a hospitable? Do you know what hospitality is about? You know what that's about? Somebody opened the door for me this last couple weeks. I've had 3 people come to me, unusual circumstances. And I don't think I'm qualified to comfort. One guy I ran into, know him. He never talked much. How you doing, you know, like the weather and all that. But he shared with me, and knowing one other person in this room may know this. And I will not give his name. I went to see him just about something that was going to take 2 minutes. And evidently, he had enough faith in me, or God was working with him, to tell me that how bad a situation has been his life. Can you imagine that there ever is going to be parents that can love one of their kids more than the other? I've never understood how you can do that. Maybe that's possible, but I've never understood that. I have 3. Love them to death. Love my grandkids equally. Even though they're different, you have to approach them differently. But this guy's story was this. There I've been left out of my father who's passed away as well. One other person will know what I'm talking about here. He said he's got 1,000 acres and probably close to $1 million in the bank. And he said, the older brother is going to get all of it. And he said, at age 12, I was out playing in the snow. This is what he told me when he broke down. And I had to break down with him. He said, my dad told me that we were playing in the snow, and he had a German shepherd. And the German shepherd got out there with him and playing in the snow, and they walked over a hill. Anyway, got on a highway and got killed. And the father told him this verbatim, called him by name and said, I thought more of that German shepherd than I did of you. Now, what are you going to do when a child has to bear through that all his life? Keep that. What are you going to do? He's a manly guy. He broke down. I don't know what to do. I said, I don't have words that good. I'm not that silver tongue. I grabbed him on the shoulder, and all I could do is pray. He's fought that for 45, 48 years. I told my family that, and I don't know what to make of that. All I can tell you is that there are people I'm trying to be an increased hospitality guy, a Christian
hospitality.
And I'm trying to take that on. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. That is Hebrews, the 13th chapter and the 2nd verse. I'm going to share with some things that's really blessed my heart. Hospitality is a God-given opportunity. Hospitality is this way. It's a gift that you can nurture, cultivate. It's a gift that we all need. We live in a world, folks, that people are going around with problems. You and I don't have any idea what they are. I'm telling you. If you got a child that's already withdrawn a little bit and he's starting to get into some things about, be aware. More young people, and sometimes that have all kinds of money, some people do, taking their own life. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what to tell you, but it just says, the Lord answers me this way. Here's what it says. Sure, I believe in hospitality, Lord. Just not my house. You hear that? We can't afford the fancy foods. My dishes don't all match. The living room sofa needs repair. What would I do with the kids? You just don't understand, Lord. And listen to how the Lord answered. But my child, I do understand. I never had a house. But I turn no one away. When I fed the multitudes, it was with the plainest way. No plates. No utensils. Had to sit on the ground. Borrowed fish and bread. And he fed over 5,000 people. So you don't understand, child. Hospitality is not giving the fanciest food or your finest plates. It is an immaculate home. My kind of hospitality is a special kind. Not things, not possessions, not treasures. My kind of hospitality is sharing yourself. Everybody say amen. It's what we need. I'm aware of that personal, private stuff. But I'm going to share with you today, folks, the antidote for your life. Very simple. You know my mind is very simple. I wish I had a picture. I thought about getting a picture of Jesus Christ. If all of us were bitten by the very poisonous snake, or we had a disease like Dr. Jonas Salk did when he found a cure for polio, now I want you to believe this. This comes from my heart. I may not always act it. There's not a person in this room that I do not love. You hear me? Some I know real well. Some I've just gotten to know. Some have seen me grow up and know that I've never been an angel. they don't claim to be that. But I'm here to tell you. And I don't want to get too personal. I understand that my days of worship, people would come to the altar and they'd come down. People would help them and they would pray and they'd work and they'd sing songs until they got through. Now that days is over when some people want to go to the altar and you got 200 people, 250 people looking. That may be too open for them. Did you know we had a young man that got saved last week after the service? Is he here today? I think he's here. After the service, a young man went to Aaron's office and found the Lord. And you know what the Bible says about that? Listen to me. I'll tell you what it says. When a person's soul has been saved, the angels in heaven shout all over heaven. Do you know that? For one soul. Amen? You know what we're doing lately? I'm blaming myself. We're taking it for granted. What a service. I think Barb pointed this out to some of us. Started with the baptism last Sunday, ended with a conversion. Can somebody say praise the Lord? That's what we're here for. That's exactly what we're here for. Learn to share some Christian hospitality. If you'll do that, you'll help somebody. Here's the deal I found out. When Frank's son-in-law, Troy, I believe, found out he had cancer, he walked in at a certain place I was at. I didn't know him. I knew the daughter, and Frank's one of my best buddies. This man got real talkative, and you know, and we shared it, and I just found out he had cancer. And all of a sudden, we had a great conversation. Now, whether he was helped, doesn't matter. It mattered to me, but I was. So lately, I've been getting some opportunities, folks. It's been strange. I'll just tell you. I've been serving this, been serving the Lord longer than most have ever been alive. I was at this church when I was a few days old. I don't mean any more than the person who came last week. I'm just telling you, I've seen a lot of changes. But if we don't have Christian friends, if we don't have Christian people that can be hospitable enough to be concerned about your soul and your welfare, we're going to have a tough life. Do you know that? I wish you'd get this book. And my last part real quick here. Friendship is like a garden. Don't get me going on that. My wife planted 14,000 plants. Lord, I'm exaggerating a little bit. I have to start in the north. I got 150-foot holes. And they said it don't kink. If it kinks, bring it back. I took it back to three different guys, and they didn't even answer me. I still got the holes burning. And it still kinks. I have to go 200 yards that way, pick it all up, and go east about 50 more yards. I have to go south, and I have to water them. But listen to this. Friendship is like a garden. It needs my tender, loving care. Help me to plant it, water it, cultivate it, weed it, watch it grow. But if you begin to neglect it, one day you look up and see barren stoop, dry spots, hard ground, dry weeds, and all the glorious colors gone. It seems to be the same with you, Lord. Fellowship with you needs tender, loving care. If our love is to grow, my heart is the garden. Plant your word in it, Lord. Isn't that great? Now, I've got one other thing that I'm going to say, and I'm going to leave it. I have learned that we all underestimate God. There is a song that if I had the music or the tape I'd have sung. It said, little is much when God is in it. Labor not for God or fame. Little is much is the name of the song. Here's the key, guys. Here's the key, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Here's the answer. I don't have many, but I've got this right. If you put a little of yourself into your hospitality, a little of yourself to help people, God takes it and multiplies it more than you can ever imagine. Amen? So I'm going to give you a song we recorded no telling how many years ago. My brother David wrote it. And after the song, I want to have an invitation. I want you to listen to this. He wrote it. It says, just listen to me. Give a little of yourself. It's an a cappella song.
Take a look around today, tell me what you see. There's a cold, cold world out there, I'm sure that you'll agree. It doesn't have to be that way, if you're prepared to give your very best to make this world a better place to live. You hear a lot of talk about the place we've gotten to, but then we go on living like there's nothing we can do. We look at those around and know just what they're heading for, yet we and surely blowing out. There's no time to waste upon the things that will not last. The chances that we have today will soon become the past. So rid yourself of foolish pride. In love, extend your hand to some poor soul that's reaching out, wandering through this land. Give a little of yourself, of yourself, of yourself.
Would you stand, please? You know, I've reached an age where I can be totally candid with myself in front of a mirror. God never called me to preach. You see the reason why. But I'm willing to try to do my little bit of part when it comes to trying to talk about the Lord. Now, I want to get personal without you getting mad at me. If anybody in this room doesn't make heaven their home, that's a reflection on all of us. Hear me out. I don't want to be this kind of people that used to go out and talk to people. You need to come to the altar. Everybody looks around and embarrasses you. You used to do that in revivals. I don't want to do that. You got personal space, personal time. But I'm here to tell you, we can't afford to let a member of our family or a member of our congregation miss heaven. Amen. We can't afford it. You tell them what we need to do. We can't afford it, folks. We think more than that, because the Bible said if you miss heaven, it'd been better not to be born. Amen? We got to get serious about that. If you know somebody, and if you're listening to my voice, I am nothing, folks. I don't have the background to say this without authority, but I'm here to tell you we have the answer and we have the cure. You hear me? We have the cure. If you're here today, don't miss heaven. All you have to do is, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins, and will you accept me in? Remember that thief on the cross? Christ was getting ready to die any time now. And all he said was, he'd been a terrible sinner. And all he said was, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And Jesus Christ said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen? Amen? So we can do it, folks. We can't afford to let the guy sit next to you or your wife's mother or your cousin or anything. We can't afford it. We have the antidote. You know what the antidote is, ladies and gentlemen? It is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Sing it. Come on, folks.